This morning, but in my opinion, this is probably one of the top five gospel songs ever written, and we can relate to it every day in our everyday life, one day at a time.
That's right. That's right, Brother Danny. One day at a time, brother. Bless him, Bob.
I'm just a man.
Thank you, Brother David.
Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am.
Amen.
Show me the stairway.
Good.
I have to climb. Lord, my Savior, teach me.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
That'll work.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. You know, if you're looking below, that is worse now than
Amen.
Pushing and shoving.
They're singing, bro.
Crowd in my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Amen.
Sweet Jesus,
That's
all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time.
Amen. Good job, everybody.
Good job.
Amen.
Yep. How great they are.
If he can't do it, I'll do it for you, sure.
I see the stars.
Savior, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, hey, woman too. Thank you, Brother Danny. Hebrews chapter 6 said, when God couldn't swear by no greater, and there ain't nothing no greater, he swore by his own name to Abraham that it would be just like God said. And since it was impossible for God to lie, Abraham had no reason to doubt what God said. And he staggered not at the promise of God, and was fully persuaded that God was able to perform what he promised. Amen. I'm glad God is that kind of great.
Amen.
Because if he wasn't, man, mess it up.
That's right.
I'm glad God's great enough. He declared the end from the beginning, and he said it's going to stand, and he said every bit of my counsel will go just like I said.
That's right.
Amen. I'm glad it ain't in the hands of man.
That's right.
I'm glad it's in the hands of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Open up your Bibles on this February the 10th Sunday morning to Exodus chapter 12. I come real close to preaching this last Sunday, but I wanted to finish that second part of the prodigal son. And that was a true blessing. But we're going to be reading quite a few verses of Scripture this morning. And my carnality was kind of dealing with me a little bit there about the sake of time. But since we ain't got no light, we can take the clock down too, amen.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. The lights went out over here this morning. I was telling them in Sunday school, and this is a precious thought, darkness does not dispel light. Light dispels darkness.
Amen.
I'm glad we're children of light. I'm glad we're holding back the Antichrist, and he can't even come on the scene until we're taken out of the way.
Amen.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Man, that gives me a blessing just off the bat. Man, the devil wants, you know, he's kind of like the Democrats. He wants to take the stage. He wants to take the throne. He wants to be the president. He wants to have the say. But we got to get out of the way before he can do it.
Right.
I love more than anything being a headache to the devil. Hallelujah. I hope he gets hooked on Tylenol. Amen. I hope he gets hooked on pain pills. I'll tell you right now, I ain't got a bit of use for the devil. But we're going to be preaching out of Exodus chapter 12. I'll read 13 verses. And I'll be commenting on several other verses. But we're going to start out reading 13 verses. And I'll tell you what. Let's see here. I guess I really should read verses 21 through 23. And then we'll stop our reading right there. But bear with me here. Exodus chapter 12. If you've got a good old King James Bible, your Bible will say the same thing that mine says. And I'm glad God's not to all the confusion. We got a lot of confused people down here. Right. But I know the solution for it. All we got to do is get back to the Word of God. All we got to do is seek and read. And we'll find out God's got it all straightened out for us. We have instructions in righteousness. And God gave them to us. But Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating." In other words, you don't need to have too much lamb. You just need just enough lamb. "And shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two posts, on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night and roast." Let me read this right. "And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat it not raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire." I did mean to look this word up. "His head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof." I don't know what pertinence means. Maybe somebody does, but I don't. But anyway, it said to make sure you leave that with it. "And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus," this is important, "thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet," woo! "and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover."
Yeah.
"For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Yeah.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are." And it's important. "And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
And the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Now I want to jump over real quick to verse 21. And I want to read down here. "And Moses," I'll just hit the high parts here. "Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that's in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that's in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your house to smite you." Now let's jump up here, verse 26. "And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who has passed over the houses who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away, this is important, and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night. He didn't wait till morning. And said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. And also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. You know, death speaks volumes.
Yes.
We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on Behind the Blood. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the precious, inspired Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you left a record, Lord, that we might know, Lord, things that have been done, that were not only significant, Lord, but they had the endorsement of God upon them. Lord, I'm glad you set captives free. I'm glad you make provisions. I'm glad, Lord, you gave us a ransom for our souls. And Lord, I pray, God, today for the help of God. Lord, I know and you know just how unable I am to deliver this message. I'm asking for your help. And Lord, I pray you'll provide it. And I'll give you the praise and glory for anything that might come from it. And ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Behind the blood. Did you notice the difference? Those that had the blood applied were spared. Those that didn't have the blood applied, there was not one house, but there was not one dead. Now I tell you, buddy, God said in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yeah.
And I've given it upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. They've got down to the point now they're trying to do blood transfusions for little infant babies, trying to somehow find the fountain of youth to go beyond the age that God said man's days will be 70, which is 70 years. And if by reason of strength they'd be 80, which is 80 years, but then we're cut off and we fly away. They don't like that cut off part. They don't like that fly away part. Some of them don't fly real good. But I'll tell you what, buddy, without that blood, if my heart don't pump my blood, you'll have a dead preacher.
Right.
If your heart don't pump your blood, I'll have a dead congregation.
Right.
God put the blood in us. He said the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yeah,
but listen, this ain't no normal blood here. This is the blood of the Passover lamb. I mean, judgment's coming, glory to God.
Yeah.
And God said, I love my people. Tell my people, put the blood on the door and I'll spare them for the sake of the blood.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty partial to the blood.
Yeah.
My pastor preached revival one time. He already knew what persuasion they were. Brother Jerry, they done took all the song books. They had songs about the blood in them. They took them back here in the back and put them up.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
They got a bunch of song books that was bloodless. You know, Cain made an offering of the fruit of the field.
Yeah.
God didn't have no respect to it. He got baby mad. Two men in the Bible got mad. One was Cain, one was Jonah, and God confronted both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah said, I do well to be angry. And Cain was wroth, and God come and talked to him before he killed his brother Abel. And you know, he said, if you do well, shall you not be accepted, but if not, sin lies at the door. Sin wants in. But anyway, let me get back to that. I won't lose my thought here. Cain brought the fruit of the ground. You've heard this statement before. You can't get blood out of a turnip.
That's right.
Here Cain is, and I'm going to guess he's probably shying them turnips up. They look pretty good, Danny. But you know what? There ain't no blood in them.
No.
And Abel, he brought of the first one of his flock. And Miranda, God seen that blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He accepted that offering of Abel.
That's right.
And he refused that offering of Cain. And the world just don't get it. I mean, they don't realize God requires the blood.
Yes.
He provides the blood.
Yes, he does.
And he said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. In other words, no forgiveness.
That's
without
right.
the blood.
Amen.
We're going to talk a lot about the blood today. I'm going to do my best to stay on topic. I'll try not to chase no rabbits today. But I want you to know, Buddy Cain, his offering was turned down because it was a bloodless offering.
Yeah.
God had no respect to it. And you get churches today, and they're ashamed of the blood. They call it a slaughterhouse religion. In Isaiah 53, he's led as a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah.
I suppose it is a slaughterhouse religion. And he was slaughtered so that I could be saved.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right here, he took my place,
yeah,
glory
yeah.
to God.
Thank
it
you.
Wouldn't do me no good. You know, the Mormons teach. This is kind of sad. I ain't throw it in there like this, but I did study a lot about the Mormons when I first got saved. I had a lot of friends that were Mormons. Anyway, when I studied about it, did you know the Mormons teach this? I'm glad I ain't a Mormon, Sharon. I'm glad you ain't too. Because in the Book of Mormon it says, will you love your brother enough to shed his blood for him if he won't do it to save his soul? Did you know in the Mormon capital of Utah, did you know they had to steal the firing squad? Because they think they shed their blood will somehow appease the demand of sin.
Yeah.
Somehow make peace with the God of eternity. I'm telling you, buddy, my blood, it ain't fit for nothing. But he shed his royal blood. Peter said we wasn't redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood
yeah.
of the Lamb
yeah.
of God.
Yeah.
Well, that's blood. And without blemish, I mean, he paid $100 for a bunch of hell-deserving sinners.
Right.
Boy, it blesses me. It does. Praise God. You know, he purchased a church, not with money.
That's right.
He paid for it with his blood.
Yes,
right.
Acts 20, 28, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased a church with his own blood. You know what? He didn't make a down payment, but I mean, he purchased it. I've been to Walmart before, Miranda, and get to talking like I do, and forget and leave what I paid for there on the counter, get home and realize that. You know what I'll do? I'll go back. You know why? Because I pay for it. It's mine.
Yeah.
Hey, he bought me.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. I've
That's
been
right.
bought with a price.
Amen.
Hey, he's coming back. He's coming for me.
Yeah.
I'm leaving with him. Glory to God. The blood. It paid the price.
Yeah.
The ransom. The redemption of my soul is precious. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Praise God, you can't get this stuff just anywhere.
Uh-uh.
You know, if the world could, they'd manufacture this and offer it for sale. But let me say that the blood was provided by the Lamb. You see that mentioned in what we read. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. But notice, they had to do something with that blood. They put that blood, according to verse 7, at the top of the door. And Brother Danny, they put it on both sides. Now what's that picture? One up there, two over here. What's that picture? That's the cross portrayed even in putting the blood on the door.
Yeah.
They put the blood, they put it right here at the top.
That's right.
Right here.
Yeah.
Looks like a cross to me. Look at that. Amen. But even the cross is portrayed
yeah.
where God told him to put the blood. I'm glad, praise God, I'm behind the cross. I'm glad, praise God, there was blood on the cross. When you see a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross, I want you to know he was bloody. He was bruised. He was beaten. He's the sacrificial lamb. He's my Passover lamb. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, listen, that picture of the cross. Cain, he didn't like the fact that his turnip was turned down. Blood was provided by the Lamb. Abel brought a lamb. God accepted that offering of Abel. He rejected that offering of Cain. The world just don't get it. But listen, that blood was their protection. You see there, all they had to do was have the blood applied. And the death angel couldn't go in. I'm glad, praise God, I've got the protection. I'm glad, praise God, there's something between me and the destroyer. There's something between me and the devil. And I tell you what, it's the blood. And I'm glad, praise God, God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Steve, I deserve hell, but I ain't going there.
That's right.
I mean, he said on this rock, talking about himself, he said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail.
Amen.
I ain't going to hell. He told me in, I'll be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'll be down there walking around.
Right.
You know why he's walking around? Miranda, he's trying to keep him freeze to death down in that furnace. He killed the men, throw them in. But fire ain't got no, he ain't put no hurt on us. Well, no smoke on them. They come out and hard.
Right.
I tell you what, he just messed with Nebuchadnezzar. He said, their God's a real God. I'm glad I got a real God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, listen, that blood was their protection. Those that didn't have that blood applied. You know, there's some people, I correspond with some of them this morning. I shouldn't do it, but I can't help myself. But Carolyn, this morning, I correspond on the internet. I stay on Fox News more than I should. But they said there wasn't no evidence, Miranda. It ain't funny to me. They say there ain't no evidence, and yet the bottom of the Red Sea is covered up with chariot wheels, covered up with human and horse bones,
yeah.
And there ain't no evidence. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere. They just don't want it. You know, I've heard this said. I can't prove it, but I've heard this said. I've read a lot about it. Several people have actually seen Noah's Ark, and they killed every one of them. Because, see, it's in a communist country.
Yeah.
It's between Turkey and Eretz. It's where the Ark is up on the mountains of Eretz.
Yeah.
And those that have come down, hey, we found the Ark. They took him out and shot him because they didn't want it to go no further. See, all this stuff's kind of cloak and dagger. Even though those chariot wheels was at the bottom of the Red Sea, they don't want evidence.
No.
They want to be in denial. They want to somehow pull this off and say, nobody told me, hey, listen, ain't no excuse, ain't no escape, there's certain judgment, and they'll stand one day guilty before God.
Amen.
I'm glad the blood's been applied. I was just as guilty as them. I was in denial. I'm telling you, I went the way of this world for 34 years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thanks to the blood, praise God, I got in on it.
That's right.
Yeah, man, I got in on it in a big way. Oh, listen, that blood was their protection. Not one perished behind the blood. Not one spared that had a bloodless door. Verse 30, you notice that cry was heard. There's going to be another cry heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cry of despair. I'll tell you what, buddy, those that don't have the blood, they're going to find out there's a price to pay for that.
Amen. That's right.
God saw the blood. God honored the blood. And they were spared because of the blood. That blood was God's propitiation. You see, God provided a propitiation.
Yes, He did.
In Romans chapter 3, it tells about God's means of propitiation. And I hate to do it, but I'm going to take a little time right here. In Romans chapter 3, come on, Ed, it's right after John, right after Acts, I mean. in Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 24, it talks about us being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just. God's just.
Yes, He is.
And the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. You know, He's going to present me without spot, without blemish,
right,
in His presence with exceeding joy.
Right. Yeah.
Now listen, all through this Bible, put my bookmark in here, there's always been controversy. It didn't take very long when they got out of Egypt. Over in Numbers there, you got a bunch, you know, and they think, you know, that they're holier than some of the others, you know.
Yeah.
And God instituted the priesthood upon the family of Aaron. They were the Levites. They had the charge of the things of God. They carried the ark. Mm-hmm. And you got this bunch, and it just ain't good enough for them. They think, you know, I can put it like this, but like politicians, they think they ought to be the one in charge.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Moses kind of had it up here, and Aaron did too. But more so than Moses and Aaron, God had it up to here. So Moses goes there and he confronts this bunch of rebels. He's heard all this murmuring. He's had it up to here. And he goes down there and in an effort to convince them of just how wrong they are, you find out in Numbers chapter 17, everybody gets a rod. And they're going to put it in here in the sanctuary of God, in the tabernacle of God.
Yeah.
And then they're going to see which one God chooses. I'm just going to guess, Miranda, that Aaron's rod was probably the most rotted of all the rods. I'm going to guess some of those was polished. Yeah. They probably had carbons on them. They probably, you know, looked like they was worth $1 million. Here Aaron's rod is, it's rotten. Probably got termites and everything else. But the next day, when they went there to look at them rods, Aaron's rod, oh, this is a good preaching line right here, for lack of a better word. You listen to this. Aaron's rod, listen, it budded. It blossomed.
Yeah, that's right.
It bloomed. It brought forth almonds. That's a pretty good preaching line right there.
Yeah.
You find that right there in Numbers chapter 17, verse number 8. And you know what? That wasn't enough. So back up there Numbers chapter 16, and you'll find that 250 died because they again were rebels. And you find out verse 27, the earth ate up about three or four more, and all their families, all their little ones. Right. Let me tell you something, I thank God for the blood. Hey. And all those that's got a controversy with God need to consider this. They better get a covering for their sin. They better get a refuge for their soul, because God done determined that He's going to judge this world by one man, Christ Jesus, and they got hell to pay. They turned down the blood, amen. Oh boy, they got hell to pay.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, listen. Thank God for that propitiation. God's means of justification was the blood. His means of escaping certain death was the blood. That blood got them out of Egypt, a type of bondage. Not one soul was left behind. Not one hoof left behind. Even Joseph said, take my bones with you when you go up out of here. He said, I might die in Egypt, but I don't want to stay in Egypt. Amen.
That's right.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 19. Boy, that blood was God's propitiation. That blood was perfect. It was perfected through Christ, our Passover lamb. 1 Corinthians 5:17. You see in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1 through 9, you got a picture of a worldly sanctuary. Let me go over that. I hate to read too much Bible, but I don't see no way around this.
That's it,
let me get me another bookmarker here, because I'm going to spend a while here. You see, these churches are so messed up. They think somehow they're going to make God's plan a little better.
Yeah.
So in Hebrews chapter 9, you got this worldly tabernacle described here. And it gives great detail about it. And it talks about every year they've got to make an offering. And I'm going to cut the chase here a little bit. And you know, there's some of these priests, they can't go into the Holy of Holies.
No.
Only one of them's allowed to go in there, and he's got to be the high priest. It says in verse 7, but into the second place of the tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies, went the high priest alone once every year. You know what's the next three words? Not without blood. Now let me tell you a little bit about this. This high priest, Miranda, he had little bales along the bottom of his garment. He had rope tied on his leg.
Yeah.
See, you couldn't go in there and come out alive.
No.
But you better not go in there without blood.
That's right.
Now listen, if he went in there with any bit of pride, a little bit of a turkey feather, peacock feather pride, they had to pull him out with that rope because he died in there.
That's right.
Man, he went in there humble. He went in there, buddy, I mean, as honestly and as perfectly as he could, because he's in there in the presence of God. And he said, Lord, I brought you something. I'm offering it for my sins and for the sins of the people. If God didn't accept that blood offering, God would kill him immediately.
Amen.
They'd have to get another high priest.
Yes.
You see what I mean? I thank God for the blood. Man, I got accepted because of the blood.
Yes, I don't
have to worry about having a robe on my foot. I don't have to worry about having bales on my garment. Praise God, I can boldly come into the throne of grace.
Amen.
By the blood, yes. I can come to the God of heaven and I can say, Father! I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Yeah.
I talked to God a lot better than
yeah.
And I found out through the blood, praise God, I can come and talk to God.
Yeah.
And this bunch, boy, thinks somehow they can make a way without the blood. Boy, they got a day coming. And I tell you what it said here. He didn't go in there without the blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. See, people make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Those that make mistakes are not as bad as those that think they don't make mistakes. My wife one time, Miranda, I kind of wish she hadn't said this. It's kind of vindictive. She said, I ain't like you, I don't sin. I said, honey, you need to read more Bible. It says, if we say we have no sin, we lie and do not the truth. But if we confess our sin, he's faithful to just forgive us. And that didn't really go over good, but I was telling her what the Bible said about sin.
That's right.
First thing you need to do, say, I ain't got no problem with sin. Best thing you do, say, I need mercy. I need help. I need forgiveness. I need the blood. I'm telling you, buddy. Hey, listen, there's a world of trouble out there, but the blood, amen. God accepted it, amen. God required it. And we got it, and God gives it through His Son Jesus, amen. Oh, listen, it said the Holy Ghost signifying that the way into the holiest was not yet made. This world is sanctuary.
Yeah.
Couldn't take the place of Christ.
No.
It was just a figure for things to come. Because it couldn't make Him that did the service perfect. Hey, listen, He made me perfect. He made the captain of our salvation perfect. Amen.
Yeah.
We'll find it down here in just a minute. Pertaining to the conscience. See, they went in, buddy, just hoping to come out alive. Look down at verse 11. But Christ coming, a high priest of good things to come by a greater, listen, and more perfect tabernacle,
mm-hmm.
not made with hands, neither by the blood of goats or and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. I'm going to jump up to verse 14. Christ, who offered Himself without spot to God, going over to verse number 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, but into heaven itself,
yeah.
to appear in the presence of God for us. And Jesus said, Father, I want them forgiven. I've got the tokens of wrath. It's my blood I'm giving for them.
Nice.
Amen. Boy, I thank God for the blood, amen. Christ perfected forever them that are sanctified. Praise God, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
He perfected forever them that are sanctified. 10, I'm in the wrong chapter, no wonder. Look here, Hebrews 10, 14. I should have read this all together. Hebrews 10, 10. Which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Verse 12. This man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 14. For by one offering, he had perfected forever. Get that word.
Yeah.
Forever. He perfected us forever. Them that are sanctified. And he said, verse 16. This is my covenant. In other words, this is the deal God made. He said, I'm going to put my laws in their heart. And in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Verse 20, by a new and living way. Hallelujah. Having a high priest over the house of God. Verse 21. I just want you to know, buddy, this blood was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was in the mind of God. And it was fulfilled through the Son of God. Oh my, listen, it was perfected through Jesus.
Yeah.
By one sacrifice, He perfected forever. Now, in Hebrews 2, verse 10, and I'm just going to quote this, I didn't write it down, but it says, God made the captain of our salvation perfect. See, the only way I could have any issues is if they could find fault in Jesus. He was thoroughly examined by the Sanhedrin. He was thoroughly examined by Pilate. He was thoroughly examined by Herod. Yeah. He was thoroughly scourged by the soldiers. And I want you to know that couldn't none of them lay any charge to him. He is without sin. He endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. And I tell you what, buddy, God put his seal of approval upon him. And God accepted his sacrifice. All the promises of God were to Abraham's seed, not seeds, seed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. And if you look down there to verse number 29, it said Jesus is that seed. Christ is the seed.
Uh-huh.
That I was kind of jealous that I wasn't a Jew. I thought, you know, I was a secondhand child of God. But I didn't realize I'm a spiritual Jew through Jesus. I'm a spiritual seed of Abraham, so all the promises that God made to Abraham are now bestowed upon me through Christ, which is, I'm telling you, the seed of Abraham. Glory! Yeah. You might get that on the slow train if that ever sinks in. Man, he didn't hold back nothing. Praise God, we're complete in him. First class all the way. Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. I'm telling you, Peter talked about that blood being precious blood. It's my last point here. Not only, let me go recap here. The blood was provided by the Lamb.
Yeah.
The blood was their protection from certain death. The blood was God's propitiation for their sin. I didn't really mean to go back to that, but listen. Just imagine what was on the other side of that door.
Yeah.
I mean, Moses was a murderer. He killed an Egyptian.
Yes, he did.
You know what?
Very
he got blood
saying.
On the door.
Yeah.
He come out with a high end. They come out with riches. Them Egyptians loaded them down. You know how long they was there? Exactly 430 years, just like God told Abraham over in Genesis 15. There's going to be a stranger in a strange land 430 years. And he said afterwards they're going to come out with rich substance. They come out richer than they went in. Listen, you got murderers behind the door. Mm-hmm. They got spared. You got people behind the door. You know, I don't want y'all to know what I've done. I don't want to know what you've done. But listen, God knew everything they did. You know what? That blood took care of it.
Amen.
I'm glad the blood takes care of it.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Man.
That's right.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Blood.
No matter what it does.
That's right.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Get a holy grail or something. I'm glad it's on the blood.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's on the blood.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't have to worry about God throwing it up in my face.
No.
It's been cast in the sea, Micah said.
Right.
Rick said, my pastor, he said, God put a sign, no fishing
there. That's right.
It's been cast as far as the east is from the west. Never be remembered no more against me. You know how far the east is from the west, Miranda? And she drives like I like to see people drive from the church.
That's point today. Look how early I was and look who's missing.
That's right.
She got here. And I don't know that she kept all four wheels on the ground, but let's just say Miranda is coming to church and she's going east. You know, if you're going east, you ain't never going to find the west. You can go around this world 15 times, you're still going east. But if you turn around and went west, you're never going to find the east. He put my sin as far as the east is, that's as far away as you can put it.
Amen.
If you're going west, you're never going to find east. If you're going east, you're never going to find west. So far has he put away my sin. They're so far the devil ain't got enough gas to go get them. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they're talking about trying to save the trees. I'm glad God's trying to save souls. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, listen. That blood was God's propitiation. That blood was perfected through Christ. But listen, this last point. That blood was powerful. Now listen. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 through 11, you got a mention about an old accuser. And it says he accuses us before God night and day. I mean, buddy, he just can't wait. You think the media's bad? Buddy, I tell you what, the devil, he runs up to God. He says, that 80 weighed, and I don't mind it a bit. See down there in verse number 10, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. He works a night shift. My pastor preached a message one time, the devil works a night shift.
Yeah.
Or Brother Danny, as the devil's making the case to God about me, That next verse said they overcame me by the blood.
Amen. That's right.
God said it.
Well, the blood.
I can't see it, devil. He said it's right there. He said I can't see it because it's on the blood.
Right.
Somebody said a man tried to make an illustration. He brought two glasses in and he dropped a quarter in the one, had the water, and said, where's the quarter? And he said, it's in the bottom of the glass. He dropped a quarter in the glass of tomato juice, just trying to picture the blood. And they said, where's the quarter? We said, because he said, that's a picture in the blood of Jesus. They said, we don't know. We can't see it. It's in the blood. But praise God, it's on the blood. It can't be seen. It said they overcame that old accuser by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. The power of that blood. That old accuser is speechless. And I say amen to that. We wouldn't have been allowed. And, you know, we wouldn't be allowed to be able to go to heaven if it wasn't for the blood. That old accuser, he would love to make a case against you.
Yeah.
He'd love to make a case against me. And the only thing keeping him from making a case, you know, we got the Constitution here in the United States, and it's a good thing. And that means I got rights.
Yeah, that's right.
But greater than the Constitution, I've got the blood. I just want you to know, buddy, it's a propitiation for my problem.
Yeah.
Praise God, it's going to present me without spot, without blemish, in His presence with exceeding joy. I'm telling you, glory to God, for the blood of that devil could make shipwreck and make havoc of any testimony, but the blood supersedes every accusation he can come up with. The Bible tells us that if that devil had known it, he wouldn't have allowed Christ to be crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 8. But not only that, Jesus destroyed the devil in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Through death at Calvary, he destroyed the devil. How did he do it, Brother Eddie? He went to him and said, I want them keys. And he said, I'm he that was dead and am alive forevermore. And behold, look at here. He said, I got the keys, by the way.
That's right.
Somebody said, it's like taking a stinger out of a bee. He can play with it now. Not if nobody gets stung. He defeated the devil.
Yes,
the devil didn't even see it coming.
No.
Man, he was so glad to see Jesus crucified, but he wasn't glad when he got up.
Amen, that's right.
Somebody said the first thing he did, knocked both his teeth out of the devil's mouth, knocked them two big things out, and said, now, buddy, I want them keys, amen. I mean, he come and charged hell, and he said, I'm telling you, I want the keys, I'm in charge now, I got victory over you, over sin, over all, amen. It was the blood, thanks be unto God, that giveth us the victory. The victory's in the blood, amen.
That's right.
Because now he can't lay no charge to God's elect. Romans 8:33. He can't build a case now. I'm still guilty as guilty can be. And only thing makes a difference in that is the blood has been applied.
That's right.
I still deserve hell.
Yeah.
I'm actually no better off than I was before I got saved, except for one thing. My name's in the book. Mm-hmm. Sins on the blood. Going to heaven by the grace of God. Paul talked about him being a blasphemer and envious and persecuted the church and all
that. Yeah.
He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. The grace of God provided the blood that I needed to have a home in heaven. I'll tell you what, thanks be unto God. I'm telling you, hallelujah. We got victory through Jesus.
Yeah.
That victory was through the blood. I'm telling you, glory to God, it's God that justifies the sinner. No one can lay a charge to any of God's children. It's God that justifies us.
Amen.
And He does it through the blood. That may not do nothing for you, but I'll tell you what, there'll be a day you'll get to meet the devil.
Yeah,
you'll realize then just what you've been spared. Right now, buddy, he seems so far away, Carolyn. But when we do see him, I'm glad he can't lay a hand on us.
Amen.
I'm glad you ain't my dad's God for permission to touch Job. God said, I'll tell you what, I'll lay touch it just so the world understand that you got to get permission. And God knew more about Job than we'll ever know.
Yeah, that's right.
Job knew more about God than we'll ever know. But I'll tell you one thing Job didn't do. He didn't blame God. He said, the Lord giveth,
the Lord taketh
away.
That's right.
He buried 10 children, said that.
Yeah.
I buried one. I still say that.
But I didn't say it to the degree that Job did. Not only that, God smote him with a terrible sickness. Mm-hmm. He had sore boils from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, and his wife come up like most women. Doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. And he said, you speak like a foolish woman. My wife speaks like that. She said, I don't sin like you. I said, you go read some Bible, girl.
Yeah.
Because yes, she did. But he said, shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord? And shall we not receive also evil? You see, God's just everything he does.
Yeah, that's right.
If you hear about old Brother Eddie diagnosed with cancer, I just want you to know this. This is what you'll hear me say if you come to my bedside. I'm going to say cancer is my friend. I'm going home.
Amen.
I'll take it as my exit, my door of escape.
Yeah.
I'm wanting out of this mess anyway. It saddens my heart to see the condition of this world where it's got a God that loves them.
Yeah.
And they're in denial.
Right.
They won't let him be God. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Boy, they hate us because of him. They hated him because of us. The reproach of us fell on him. Now the reproach of him fell upon us. And we're bearing that burden. But he's still coming for us.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward to getting out.
Amen.
I just need to leave the state. Man, I got more prayer than I got down there anyway. I ain't got a lot. Just this week here, man showed up down the farm. He's going to be digging my pond. He took that big wheel loader. Big wheel loader went down there, buddy. He started cutting trees, started clearing out. And I said, Lord, I don't know how, no way. I don't have no way to explain this. I've been saving my pennies for years, trying to get a pond dug, Sharon. And a guy shows up at my door and says, we take that tree down. I said, you can have it. He said, no. I mean, I want to buy it. It's worth some money. I said, you can have it. He said, well, I want to give you something for it. I said, you can have them all. He said, well, what can I do in return? I said, dig me a pond. He said, I'll dig you the best pond that he done far on it, Gary. When it gets a day, we'll have one of them, fellowship days. We'll go down there and wet the light. Hey, little chicken. Hey, man. I'm kind of hoping he'll build it like I want to. You know where he put a boat in?
Yeah.
He's got a nice pond, but I want one bigger than that. I'm not about one way to run out there and jump off the end of the pier and you know, take a swim. Yeah. I'm going to stock it. It'll be fully stocked. But what beats me, Miranda? I'm trying to figure out how to afford a pond. God said, I'm just going to give you one. That's what gets me. That's what gets me. It just belittles me. I'm sitting there thinking, how am I going to pull this off? God said, I'll tell you, pull up. I'm just going to give it to you. I'm humbled.
Yeah.
Man, God be for you. Even the devil can't be against you.
That's right.
Lord, thank you for the message. Thank you for the thought. Thank you for being willing to give your life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Lord, the world don't want to hear it. They don't want nothing to do with it. But they sure do need it. I pray they will run to Jesus. Get it fixed before death comes and lays claim to them. I know in my heart, and I know according to the Word of God, if any man dies in his sin, he'll stand before God guilty, and his sin will sentence him to the place prepared for the devil and his angels. You mentioned that in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Hell was not made for man. It was made for Satan and his angels. And anyone that don't accept the free pardon of sin, that doesn't accept the ransom of Jesus for the redemption of their soul and dies in their sins, will find out God won't send them to hell. They'll send themselves there by their own ignorance. Lord, help, I pray, the simplicity of this message to somehow prevail against all the lies and deception of Satan. We'll give you praise and glory and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand and get Sharon and Carolyn, if they would, please, just sing a first invitational hymn.
Yeah.
Amen. That's
Carol's throat's hurt, so I'll try one.
Bless you, brother.